It's not going away, but good things are happening. The opioid epidemic. How bad is it? How can we combat it? We talked to those in the field, Dr. Sandy Detman, the Detman Center, doing great things in our area. Dr. Detman, good morning to you. Dr. Keith Javery, President and Medical Director with the Javery Pain Institute. Dr. Javery, good morning to you. All right, Dr. Detman, congratulations. Enjoyed your article in the Grand Rapids Business Journal, I think it was a month or so ago, sharing your story, and that's good, but you have work to do, and you are here to educate us. Would you begin by talking about the opioid epidemic?
I'm an addiction medicine physician, and I have made my life, my career, and my passion about caring for and protecting the rights of individuals who have been marginalized, shamed, blamed, and even punished in our society for their diseases, alcoholism, drug addiction, and mental health disease. Several ways to combat the opioid epidemic. Number one is to educate physicians to prescribe less. We are the cause of this epidemic. We didn't mean to do this. Doctors were duped. Back in 96, when Purdue Pharmaceuticals started marketing OxyContin as non-addictive, the other problem is that we made pain the fifth vital sign. Doctors did not mean to harm people. However, we broke it, and the onus is on us to fix it. Second method is to increase the availability of the life-saving opioid overdose reversal agent, naloxone, in the community. Kudos to Spartan Nash stores. At this time, in the entire state of Michigan, you can walk into any D&W, Family Fair Pharmacy, VG's Pharmacies, and Forest Hills Foods without a prescription and walk out with naloxone, thanks to the work done by Spartan Nash. Can also be you can also get it at the Grand Rapids Red Project here in town, free of charge. Lastly, and when I took the Hippocratic Oath, when I graduated from medical school in 1987, I never thought I would say this, but we need to educate the public to protect themselves against the overzealous prescribing habits of physicians. Again, physicians were duped. We never meant to cause this epidemic, but we did, and it's time that we change things.
With that testimony, bringing in your colleague to your right, you also want to remind us, early referral to a pain management specialist for non-narcotic management of pain before patients are rendered is key?
Absolutely. Real quick, Shelley, if I'm treating you for your back pain with Norco or hydrocodone, which, by the way, is the number one prescribed drug in the United States, if I've been treating you for 2 weeks for your back pain, I need to get you to someone who has other methods of treating your back pain. Early referral before you become chemically dependent. Chemical dependency on narcotics leads to addiction, leads to heroin use. 82.3% of heroin users started with prescription drugs. So I would love to turn it over to Dr. Javery to explain what I'm talking about.
Let's do that. Self-disclosure. I don't have back pain. I don't want it because I've got too much to do, but we know 80% of us will experience that. That's from my past physical therapy days. Thank you for that. Dr. Javery, how do you spend your day?
Well, I spend my day treating patients exactly the way Dr. Detman describes. Patients that come to me suffering from long-term pain throughout their body, head to toe. We see it all. But unfortunately, far too many, the majority of patients that I see have been prescribed narcotics, particularly what we call control 2 narcotics, these hydrocodones, Norcos, Vicodins, for not only far too long, but they shouldn't have been prescribed it in the first place. And I'm battling the disease of addiction in addition to the disease of chronic pain.
So one comes to you, say, after 6 weeks or longer of pain? Is that your specialty? You probably want us in there before.
I would love, as Dr. Detman was saying, if I could get my colleagues or patients to come in. And if they've had this pain problem for 2 weeks or no more than 6 weeks, I could make such a tremendous gains and improve my patient's quality of life with techniques that do not involve the use of any narcotics. And while indeed sometimes narcotics are necessary, we do utilize them in selected cases. The vast majority of cases, it is not needed. And we utilize a variety of interventional and non-interventional techniques that do not ever require a patient to even start any narcotics.
I know we're talking general here, but would you be using perhaps some physical therapy?
We use, primarily we'll use what we call a multimodal approach. We try to find the source of the pain, so we use interventions such as injections. We use the newest type of these micro-implants, almost nanotechnology, to combat pain with special tiny computers. We use physical therapy. We'll use psychological approaches. We'll use transcendental meditation, hypnosis, cognitive behavioral therapies. In other words, the simple message I want to get out, especially to my colleagues, because I you're right, Dr. Dedman, that this problem was brought upon the public by well-meaning physicians. And before my message, it's that simple. As a physician, if out there, if you're thinking that I think I'm going to write a controlled two substance like a Vicodin or a Norco, before you write that prescription, get them to a board-certified interventional pain specialist for evaluation. Because just like if you thought, I wonder if this patient has cancer, I think they might have cancer, you're not going to manage that yourself as a family doctor or a general internist. You're going to send them to a cancer specialist. Well, this disease, we've shown, is more deadly than cancer. It's killing more people than car accidents combined.
Let's bring you back up to the conversation, Dr. Dedman. Thank you for that, Dr. Keith Javery, President and Medical Director, Javery Pain Institute. You tell me that it's about preventing chemical dependency / addiction before it happens, life-saving information for the public. And it looks like you are educating your colleagues.
Absolutely. And I do want to go on record as saying that there are indications for opiates. Dr. Javery may have some patients that require short courses of opiates. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, Shelley, if on the way home, if I get in a car accident and my femur, the big bone in my leg, is hanging out of my leg, give me opiates and give me a lot. Opiates are meant for acute pain and also meant for end-of-life care. We're talking about someone who has pain and is plowed with narcotics. It's not their fault. The body quickly becomes dependent. They get cut off for whatever reason, and they end up using heroin or dead.
Dr. Javery, I'll give you a minute for summary.
Yes, I think that's the biggest thing. It really is, like anything else, prevention. If we don't get a patient started on that dead-end road of narcotics, because once they're started, more than a few weeks, the vast majority of patients end up dependent, and a significant percentage of those end up addicted. And there's only one end to that, is either death or prison. It's gone on long enough. So let's stop the cycle. And we have the thing is, we have, Sandy and I, we have the techniques to not only stop the cycle, but to treat both the pain of the chronic pain and the pain and devastation of addiction. It's here. It's available now. And we are going to the mountaintops and the rooftops and screaming as loud as we can.
President Medical Director, Javery Pain Institute. How do we find out more information?
JaveryPain.com or 588-PAIN, PAIN.
All right, Dr. Dedman, please leave me with your words. This is so important to you.
Call me if you're looking for help. If I can't help you, I can direct you to someone who can. My cell phone number is 616-350-3230. I'm here to help.
Thank you very much, Dr. Sandy Dedman, the Dedman Center with two T's off of Lake Eastbrook. Thank you for your good words. Enjoy your day.